We're talking fire prevention and looking ahead to the summer fire season on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio by Josh White, who is the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief, from the Stanislaus National Forest, the Fire Chief Dave Updike, and from Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, Ethan Billigmeier. Mr. Billigmeier, I'll go to you next. We want to ask you about tree mortality. You know, what can you tell us right now about projects that are taking place in Tuolumne County?
Hey, good morning, BJ. Thanks for having us. So we're going into our third summer here of with Tuolumne County doing tree mortality work. We have completed over 30 projects so far. We've taken down well over 6,000 trees. They've all gone down to our wood mill down in Chinese Camp, are being used for being ground up by Pacific Ultra Power and being used for energy production. We just sent out another mass amount of right of entry permits to homeowners. We're getting ready to do projects in Ponderosa Hills, Miwok Village, Soldierville area. And really what I want to kind of let people know is these are different projects. We're kind of shifting our focus now. We've before we were doing a lot of work with trees that can fall on or over county maintained roads. We finished the majority of those projects are done. We're really, what we're focusing on now is utilizing the CAL FIRE funding that we received to do tree mortality work for trees that can strike private residences and trees that can fall over non-county maintained roads. So really, most of these projects that we're doing now are going to be focused on those, because that's really where we're seeing that folks need the most help with getting a lot of trees down on their property, roads that may not receive any other funding for doing any kind of tree removal work. So that's where we're going to be focusing most of our energy from here on out. And folks should be getting those in the mail. Our message to folks is always just, if you get one in the mail, fill it out and return it to us as soon as possible, because the faster we get those back, the faster we can get the markers out into the project area. They can get the trees marked. We can put the project out for proposal and get the trees down. And we always recommend for people to, even if they don't think they have dead trees on their property that would qualify, just send it back anyways. The worst case is that we don't have to go on your property and mark any trees. The best case scenario is that in the time between the time that the letter gets to them and gets back to us, they have a tree that starts to fade. We can take that tree now. So we always just, it's a benefit to the homeowner just to turn it in, and regardless of whether or not they think that they have dead trees.
If somebody didn't receive one of those in the mail and they think they might be eligible as under that CAL FIRE grant funding, should they contact your office?
Yeah, contact our office. They can also go online to the county website on the main page, www.tuolumnecounty.ca.gov. On the very top of the page, there's a link they can click. They can submit an online right of entry permit, and we accept those from anybody in the county. They don't have to be a project area. So we're collecting those. We're trying to sort them into into areas within the county, so we can keep track of, if we're getting a lot in a certain area, then that's probably a good indication that's of an area that we probably need to go take a look at and focus on. Anybody can submit one at any time.
Tree mortality has been something we've been talking about for a couple of years on various Motherlode View shows. Do you think it's starting to slow down at all?
The reports that I'm getting are not really. No, it's we're looking at probably having just as much as this summer as we did last summer. I mean, we're certainly not seeing any less projects going out. We're actually ramping up projects. We're going to be applying for the next round of CAL FIRE grants to do more tree mortality work. There's definitely always gaps that we can fill. For instance, you know, a lot of trees on private lands that don't have a habitable structure on them. That's a big issue for people. We get a lot of phone calls for people that say, hey, you know, I took care of my property, but my neighbor only lives there part-time, and there's no structure on the property, and they have 30 trees on their property that are dead, and you know, we don't know what to do about it. So we'd like to try to figure out a way to help that situation, which obviously will just help the whole reducing the fuel load and making people feel safer, protecting the safety of the residents in the area. So we're trying to find a way to fill those kinds of gaps, and hopefully, you know, if we're successful with the next round of grants through CAL FIRE, we can hopefully help to mitigate some of that.
Chief White, what are your observations about the tree mortality issue and challenges it poses for the fire season?
Well, we know that we have over 130 million dead trees in the Sierra Forest, and this is just a mind-boggling number when you think about that number of trees it comes at it from a number of different standpoints. From a resource management standpoint, we recognize that we have to be working on healthy forests, thinning out the forest and making sure that the trees that are that remain have that better ability. They're not competing with other trees in close proximity, and just thinning the forest out and making them healthier and more resilient to drought. The other side of it is, from the fire side, we have significant fuel loading, dry fuels out there in the forest. And when Chief Updike was talking about the increased likelihood of lightning strikes, we have that receptive fuel bed. In the past, we could get a lightning strike that hits a green tree, it smolders for maybe a day or two and goes out. Now with 130 million dead trees throughout the Sierras, we have a number of different individual fuses as well as a receptive fuel bed down on the ground. You know, all of those dead needles fall to the ground, and you have that receptive fuel bed throughout the forest floor that will propagate the fire and allow it to continue to burn. So it's very concerning.
Chief Updike, anything to add on tree mortality, specifically from a Forest Service perspective?
Yeah, I also look at the safety aspect of things. So those trees have been dead now for some of those trees have been dead now for 4 to 5 years, and so the actual integrity of the tree, we're not seeing the same integrity anymore. So as we're doing some of the project work out there that Chief White just mentioned, you know, going out and trying to thin out the forest, as we're having crews go out there and mitigate some of these trees, we're seeing that as they're cutting into the trees, they're not holding like they used to, and so the inside of the trees are starting to rot to the point that it is going to cause some challenges for us during suppression activities. And so we do have the cedar fire that happened 2 years ago on the Sequoia National Forest down south that we can look at, where a fire did go through some of the tree mortality areas. And we can kind of study that, which we have been, to see how we can be successful if a fire does start in our tree mortality area and what are some tactics that we can use.
You know, Chief White was talking during the last segment about the main causes of fires he notices in the SRA. You know, Forest Service, you have a lot of people going to recreate during the summer months. What are kind of the main types of fires you notice?
You know, it's really important to extinguish your campfire, when you're done with your campfire. And that's one of the things that I think we see the most. But then we have holiday traffic. A lot of the passes, you know, Highway 4, Highway 108, Highway 120, any type of dragging chains or excess carbon equipment use, those are the same types of issues we see.
Chief White, what are you expecting during this upcoming fire season? Is it going to be another bad year?
Well, we always plan for the worst. We hope for the best, but we're always planning for the worst. By mid-June, we'll have the other six engines, for a total of 21 engines available in the unit. And those engines are for initial attack here locally. And we're just going to be prepared for a very significant fire season. On the heels of 2017 and what we saw up in the North Bay in October and then Southern California in December, these fire seasons are more extreme and they're lasting longer.
Chief Updike, anything to add?
Yeah, so nationally, we're looking at no longer looking at fire as a fire season, but more of a fire year. And so we're looking at how can we strategically place resources for the national assets. And California, obviously having 60% of the national assets, we're looking at bulking that up this year and really concentrating into the Sierras, the Sequoia National Forest, the Sierra National Forest, and the Stanislaus National Forest. So we do have the two DC-10s that are parked over in Castle Air Base, which is a part of the Stanislaus National Forest, and that's pretty handy to have in your backyard.
Question for either one of you. It seems like early on the season, not necessarily for Tuolumne or Calaveras counties, but we've been hearing about fires on the eastern edge of the Sierra and other areas of the state and country. You know, what are you hearing, you know, just for this region and kind of nationwide? Has it been quite a few fires thus far?
Well, for us in the California area, just speaking on the statewide level, we're seeing an increase in the number of ignitions, so over 300 more fires than last year, but we're seeing for less at total acreage. And so that's indicative of the greener fuels, the moisture remaining in the fuels, so the fires aren't burning as intense. But like you mentioned, that east side of the crest, the fires that we're seeing between the Sierras and the Nevada border, it just takes one day and you can have a fire burning 1,000 to 2,000 acres across that high country desert.
Chief Updike, have any local resources had to go to other areas already this early in the season?
Yeah, we've actually sent some folks out to Virginia, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. All those areas have been seeing increase in fire behavior and activity, and it's part of our mutual aid system that we have within the Forest Service. And so as their season or their weather, their fire behavior starts to slow down, then as their activity decreases, then typically ours increases. And so then we look at that same resource sharing network to come to California and help us out with our fires.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking fire on this weekend's Motherlode Views, looking ahead to the upcoming fire season in the summer and also talking about prevention. Joined in studio this weekend, we have Ethan Billigmeyer with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, from Cal Fire, the Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief Josh White, and from the Stanislaus National Forest, the Forest Fire Chief Dave Updike. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.